AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is discrediting Special Counsel Robert Mueller's highly anticipated Russia report. When will Mueller's investigation be completed? Well, we asked our Eric Tucker, who's covering this story in Washington.
We have a sense, based on a number of good, reliable clues, that the end is coming very, very shortly. There hasn't been grand jury activity in weeks. The number of prosecutors working for the special counsel has dwindled appreciably in the last few months. It's clear that the investigation is really entering its very, very final stages, if not concluded. We just don't know when the report is coming.
It's been a week since a gunman opened fire at two mosques in New Zealand, killing 50 people. The suspect is an Australian, a white supremacist, and this morning, Australia's national security official Mike Pezzullo has a warning for those who follow his ideology.
You are on our radar, and you will not be able to incite the racial strife that you seek. The scrutiny and pressure that you are under will only intensify.
Boeing appears to be losing a big contract for 737 MAX 8 aircraft, the type involved in two deadly overseas crashes. An Indonesian carrier wants to cancel a $5 billion deal for 49 of the airplanes, saying passengers want to know what kind of plane they'll be flying on, and if they have to tell them it's a MAX 8, it'll harm their business. We don't have any details on this, but two U.S. military service members have been killed in action in Afghanistan. Washington has been trying to find a way to end the war in Afghanistan, which has been going on now for 17 years. The military says the incident this morning is under investigation, and they have no other information yet to provide. This is AP Radio News. An actress on Game of Thrones is opening up about a serious health issue.
She plays the mother of dragons, but in real life, Emilia Clarke had to slay a potentially life-threatening situation not just once, but twice. Clarke tells The New Yorker she has twice had to have surgery to deal with aneurysms. The first came in 2011 when she was 24 and had just finished the first season of the HBO drama. The second happened after she finished season 3. Clarke says she is fully healed now. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Today, a judge in Chicago is expected to rule on whether to allow R&B singer R. Kelly to travel overseas for several concerts to help him pay legal and other bills as he faces sex abuse charges. His attorneys argue that Kelly is scrambling to pay child support, for one thing, because of the cancellation of Illinois concerts and a record contract. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.